I'm Eddie Garcia. The Greensboro-based band Irata started in 2007. At that time, they were an instrumental act, fusing ambient textures with progressive metal-leaning rhythms. After some lineup changes and self-imposed vocal training, they added full-time guitar to the mix and brought the heavier aspects of their music to the forefront. Irata have a new split 10-inch vinyl EP dropping this weekend via Crimson Records. You can grab a copy and experience Irata live at two release shows, Friday, July 18th at Ziggy's and Saturday, July 19th at Chapel Hill Underground. Irata guitarist Cheryl Hall stopped by WFDD and told me about the writing of the epic song Semyase.
It was looking like it was kind of going to go the normal way where John and Jason kind of write everything and I come in afterwards. But what had happened with that is John was actually playing the verse riff for it on his bass, and I had my guitar on and I was on a clean channel and I just started like playing it along with him and just adding some notes. And he was like, "Oh wow, that's really awesome. That's cool. Do that." So, okay. So we did that. And then the next time we came into rehearsal, he had another riff that was just so catchy. It was unbelievable. So we were like, okay, how can we put those two riffs together? And we worked that in. And then the next time we came to rehearsal, he had another riff that was just so catchy. And so, you know, we managed to take all these riffs and kind of link them together and then find out, okay, well, how can we keep it interesting? How can we build this, you know, from the soft, quiet beginning to like a really heavy middle, and then, you know, kind of trails off at the end.
So John is your bass player.
Yes.
So the bass player coming in with the riffs and building off of that is a little different.
I haven't been in too many other bands, but as a guitar player, you know, you kind of go into writing songs with a mindset of like, I'm going to play the riff, mm-hmm. and then the bass player is just going to like follow me. And so when you start out with a bass riff, my first inclination is to, okay, well, I'm going to play something different. So I'm not always mirroring what he does. But you know, sometimes it doesn't serve the song, and that's what we talk about a lot when we're writing is, you know, it may be cool, but if it's not like an Irata song, let's not do it, you know? So he'll come in with a riff, I'll play a handful of things on top of it. Sometimes I may get it right away, sometimes it may take a while, but we just spend a lot of time like communicating about what we're hearing and what we're feeling for how the song should be.
Okay. Tell me about your approach to guitar and how long you've been playing.
So I've been playing for 15 years.
Okay.
And I am totally from like Metallica, Iron Maiden school. Like that's the music I learned. That's how I learned how to play guitar, was just, you know, playing their songs. And I'm a classical musician as well. So, you know, I'm all about the scales and tones.
Were you classically trained on guitar or piano or...
Well, I started off with piano and flute when I was younger, but yeah, then I studied classical guitar for several years as well. So I've got all that behind me, and that's how I approach guitar, which I think you don't hear a lot on the albums because it's just not the sound that Irata is going for. And that's always really funny to be in our writing spaces. You know, I'll play something very classical or very melodic, and they're like, let's not do that.
Cheryl Hall. She's the guitarist for Irata. You can catch Cheryl with her Gibson SG and Mesa Boogie amp in tow when Irata plays Ziggy's on Friday, July 18th, and Chapel Hill Underground, Saturday, July 19th. Irata has a new split EP with the band Solar Halos, and it's available on vinyl and CD. For more music and videos from Irata, visit WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.